very encouraging, and as you said, successful on the podium yesterday evening, and a very well run event. Tricky conditions on Saturday. Saturday morning was probably very, very tricky for us and didn't suit our car. You know, but we knew that the Sunday stages would have suited us better, and it was a case of persevering as best you could until Sunday morning, and then the whole thing come together, and it worked well for us, and it came together very well on the Sunday evening, which was a huge success for us, Roisin.
Yeah, a lot of serious competitors that battled out for that national title. Was the plan at the start of the weekend to go all out and take victory and take silverware back down the road?
You're always looking, you know, as the man says, to finish first you have to finish, and that's always the mindset when you're going there. But 2 days is it's a long run, and you need to be looking after the mechanical side of things, and you know, we had diff problems on Saturday, and we had a renew. Luckily enough, the boys made a great job and put on a crown wheel and pinion on Saturday, and it's a hard enough job to do, but it worked out well for us in the finish up, and we were in good shape just for the Sunday morning and to put on the attack, which was our intention from the start.
How did you find the closing loop of stages on a Sunday, Brian? Because when you're in front and you have a big lead, at times it can be difficult to get the car home at a so-called sensible speed. How did you manage those last couple of stages?
Well, you're very right in that regard, because it is hard if you're close to a minute ahead. It's very hard to stay focused and keep on the pace without doing something wrong and still trying to hold the lead as well, you know, but it just seemed to work well enough on the notes, you know. The men did a great job of the notes and worked hard. There was a lot of reading in it. It was a big day on Sunday, and as opposed to stay focused at all, it was handier and easier to stay on the pace than it was to back off on it, Oisin.
Yeah, you have a good partnership yourself and Damien. You've been, I suppose, around now for a couple of years competing, but that's now two wins in Cork for yourself and Damien. Obviously, that's a place in Ireland that you like to go and compete in, and the Cork people like to see you coming down that direction too, Brian.
I certainly do, actually. There's no doubt that Cork is very similar to Donegal in its own way, you know, because they're very good, decent, welcoming people, and the respect that you travel so far, and I suppose we do the same to them when they come up here, and one of the reasons why we're down there was because of the organisers. I promised them early in the year that we'll go down, and they always come up and they help us for 4 and 5 days in the international, and it was just a sort of a gesture that I said early in the year we'll go down, and I was glad now that we went down, and I didn't expect to take the victory, but thank God the whole thing worked well for us, and everybody was happy on Sunday evening at the ramp.
Yeah, you don't travel too far during the year when it comes to rallying, Brian. Obviously, you've got a selected programme, but Cork's a couple of events next year that'll certainly be in your mind at the turn of the year to go down again.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. I was just booking accommodation for West Cork and Clonakilty for next year, so that'll give you an indication as to where the calendar's going for next year, I think.